Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris. Been listening recently to Bernie at Top Gold here on Audio Boom as he shares with us all the experience of his mother's passing, and listening to the obvious pain in Bernie. And I'm not ashamed to admit this. I sat here listening to Bernie's last boo, which I put a link to in my audio boo here. I'm not ashamed to admit I sort of was sitting here crying, and I'm not a person to cry very often. And I think it's in empathy with Bernie's pain and how he's expressing that at the moment, and the wonder of the expression, how he's sharing that sort of process with us here on Audio Boom. The empathy, most of us at some point will have experienced the death of a close loved one. And the memories it invokes when you listen to people cataloguing their experiences of this as they go along. And Bernie's in retracing his steps. He's putting the family affairs in order, if you like. And I can feel underneath all this that there's a way of Bernie is trying to keep his mother alive in other ways apart from the memory. Of memories that he has, and keeping his mother alive in ways of reassociating with friends that he knew at the time in his earlier days, finishing tasks that his mother would want him to complete, potentially registering domain names in his mother's name to bestow some kind of immortality upon his mother. And as I listen to you, Bernie, I see that you're this natural, and it isn't, to me, it's a natural response to the death of our mother or our father. And our mothers and fathers are obviously possibly the closest connections we have with other human beings, and closer connections we have with anything other that goes beyond humanity, really. It takes us into a different realm, this bond that we have. And to lose that bond is more than the death of a person. It's a death of us. There is a death of us in that. And listening to Bernie struggle, I think, really, with this idea of not wanting to let go. We don't need to let go. Not wanting to let go of his mother, that the passing of his mother is horrendous, as always, in these situations. And that natural course of that, where we want to keep more than the memory alive. I don't feel Bernie's trying to bring his mother back in that sense, but just to this natural emotive, from the soul, from the heart, this wanting to keep his mother there, to do something in memoriam of his mother, to show himself and, to an extent, the world that person is valued, isn't going away, doesn't need to go away. And Bernie himself personally trying to reconnect with people that may have been an important part of his life when his mother was alive, and this need to reconnect. And I think it's about reconnection. I think it's about connection more than reconnection. when going through this kind of loss, and it, like I said, it's a huge loss. There is a death of part of us in these situations. Trying to fill a void that needs to be filled. And I admire what Bernie's doing. I admire what he's doing here on social networks. Not everyone could relate to us, that process, and open up so much. I've said something about Bernie before, that a lot of Bernie's content is beyond me. When he's talking about his work and his reasoning on certain things, they're beyond me. Not because I think Bernie himself used the word being, you know, a little bit obtuse. It's not about that at all. It's just about my understanding, and we connect with people on different levels. And I find in this particular part of Bernie's life, I can connect more with. I resonate more with that. And that's for me, it's a wonderful experience. To be brought to an emotional state by someone's pain or someone's joy, someone's own emotions, to have the ability to share in that in some way is a wonderful gift. And I thank Bernie for enabling, allowing us in, allowing me in, into an area, a personal area, deeply personal area. There's no advice or no agenda when I'm recording this boo. I'm just sort of sharing in a less eloquent way than Bernie what Bernie's going through and how that's affecting me as the listener, as an online sort of friend in this community we have here on Audio Boom with Bernie's. And just offering support as listening. Just to let Bernie know I'm listening. And whilst I can't in any way, shape or form help in this process that Bernie's going through, and as much as the heart might want to do that, it's not something I necessarily feel guilty about or anything like that. I just listen. And it opens up a whole new way of emotion within me. Memories, similar memories of my own. And an understanding of this need to make sense of what's happening to Bernie, to make sense of what this all is going to mean to Bernie in the coming days and weeks, months and even years. It's a life changer. It's a life changing event. My thoughts are with you, Bernie. My thoughts are with you and your family. And my prayers are with you too.